Hey, Lincoln, do you think you're ready for today's podcast?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Podcast climbing keys.
Welcome to the All About Slushies podcast. I'm your host, Dad. And today I am joined by
Holden
and
Lincoln.
Today we will be discussing all about
climbing trees.
Awesome. All right. So in our house, who's the best tree climber?
Me. I'm the best tree climber.
Lincoln, you think you're the best tree climber?
Yeah.
Who can climb the highest?
Me. Me too.
You too?
Yeah. I actually climbed 3,500.
3,500. That's trees at once or 3,500 high?
Am I making on my Duke?
Yeah, that's on how I can. That's how high I went one time to that bird nest.
So you like to climb trees with a goal in mind. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what is your favorite thing to climb towards?
Bird nests.
Bird nest? Have you ever gotten to where you could see inside the bird nest?
No, that's why I'm trying to climb that tree every single day to see what's inside. I haven't got the chance to see inside because I keep getting the wrong branches to get it up.
Daddy,
there.
There's a bird in that nest now.
Oh, there is a bird in that nest?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because
we don't really see a bird in there.
Okay. All right, this question is for Lincoln. I'm going to come back to him first. Lincoln. What is the best tree climbing animal? Or which animal is the best at tree climbing?
A bear.
A bear is the best tree climbing animal?
Yeah.
They climb trees pretty good. Yeah. Why do bears climb trees?
Because they climb up to their bear nest.
Bears have nests in trees?
Yeah.
I thought they had caves.
Yeah, they have caves.
Oh, they do have caves.
Okay, caves aren't in trees, are they?
No.
Okay.
I know the best tree climber.
What's the best tree climber?
A dromaeosaurus because they have...
A dromaeosaurus?
Yes, because they can climb really good.
Okay, which non-dinosaur is the best tree climber? Holden, which non-dinosaur is the... A spider?
Yeah, it's the best tree climber.
Okay, so let's throw that out. Which bigger animal is the best tree climber?
I think we're the turtle.
Turtle's not a good tree climber, Link. I'll be honest with you on that one.
The best tree climber is cheetah.
Cheetahs probably can climb trees. Panthers are decent tree climbers, right?
Yeah, they're good.
Well, which kind of panther is the best tree climber? Is it a Florida panther or a black panther?
It's a black panther. The black panther is a really good climber.
All right. Ever. So we've discussed why you climb trees. We've discussed which animals are good tree climbers.
Yeah.
But here's the question I want to ask.
I want some juice, too.
Okay, here's some juice. So, the question I'm next going to ask is, which trees are best for tree climbing?
The strongest ones.
The strongest ones. So, trees that have a lot of branches?
Yes.
Okay. Are pine trees good tree climbers?
No, because some have branches at the bottom that are still little, mm-hmm. not big. To climb enough, so that's why I don't really climb them.
So you're saying trees that have big branches at the bottom?
Yes, that can hold me really good so they won't break.
Okay, so what you're saying is you need a tree that has a sturdy base and big branches so that you can climb it.
Yes, so it won't break. So I don't want the branches breaking because I don't like to fall really down. Well, I am an expert climber.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is? Are you an expert climber?
No.
He's not really, because he's been trying to climb a tree.
How long before you become an expert climber?
I don't know.
Do you want to become an expert climber?
Yeah.
All right. Next time.
Next time?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a good climber now.
You're a good climber now?
Yeah.
But still not an expert.
No.
Okay, that's all right. You'll get there.
I'm a good expert.
I'm a good expert,
Daddy.
Are you ready? This is a really big, important question.
What?
About tree climbing.
What?
What type of safety precautions do you take when you climb trees?
Hold on the branches so you won't fall down.
Hold on to the branches so you don't fall down. Okay, yes. That's decent. What kind of safety precautions do you take?
So we can hold on to those big trees at the bottom.
So you hold on to the big tree at the bottom?
No, at the top, then we grab them.
Oh, okay, so you hold on to the top and grab it at the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
My next one safe about climbing tree is put your foot up slowly so you won't fall down.
Okay, so you need to climb slowly.
Yes.
All right, so we have to talk about the inherent dangers of tree climbing, right?
Because when you actually go fast climbing, you'll fall down, and if there's like a vine that's there without thorns, you could hold on to it and catch it and see if it's strong enough, and then you could hold on to it so you won't fall down and bust your head and crack it open so you won't have to go to the hospital.
Ah, so yeah, you just touched it. So if you fall, that's the danger.
You can grab onto the van.
Yeah, but the danger of climbing is if you fall, right?
Yeah.
And you could get really hurt if you fall, right?
Yeah, and if you, like climb where I go to that bird nest, I would, like...
So if you fall, you could hurt your head?
Yes.
What else could you do?
Go to the hospital and get a really bad shot.
Go to the hospital and have to get a shot, yeah. Well, could anything happen to your arms or legs?
A big shot.
A big shot, Link?
Yeah.
Could anything happen to your arms or legs if you fall out of a tree?
No, that's your head.
Just your head? Your head is the only thing that's exposed?
Yes, if you flipped over.
Well, couldn't you break an arm?
No.
Like this, yes.
Could you break a leg?
Yes.
Okay, see? Things, bad things can happen.
Our heads on.
So, at the end of the day... Three things are important about climbing trees, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which are picking the right tree, right? You have to pick the tree that has a good climbing branches.
Yes. There's a big hole. It's that big. Our bed and it has a big vine on it.
We'll discuss all about vines on the next podcast, okay?
Up there.
Okay.
Then we grab it, then it poked us.
And it poked you? So that's not good to climb, is it?
No. What's the thorns one? No, that's not what I'm agreeing with.
All right, so back to the list to wrap everything up. So the right tree, making sure it has the right type of branches at the bottom.
Yes.
The next thing is we have to make sure...
Give you a hug.
You need to give me a hug? Okay, give me a hug. All right, thanks, buddy. Oh, that's a good hug. So the next thing is making sure you take the right... You have to take the right safety precautions... Which means you have to be careful and climb slow.
Yes, and take a grappling hook with you in case there's no vines on there.
Alright, grappling hook is always a good safety device.
Yeah, because if there's like thorn vines, then you would have to like have the grappling hook in your hand and throw it up and then you wouldn't fall down and bust your head.
Okay, so that brings us to our last point, which is... Know that there are inherent dangers with climbing trees.
Yes, and you could use a safety thing in your hand and use it for a safety thing. And when you fall down.
Alright, so pick the right tree, be safe, and know there are dangers. Those are the three most important things about climbing trees,
yes,
right?
Daddy, I have a grappling hook somewhere in this
spot. I need to tell you something.
And I don't know where it is. I don't know where my grappling hook is.
Oh, I guess it's gone. We're probably never going to find it.
Disappeared. It?
All right. That's the podcast. Thank you all for joining us here at the All About...
Squishies!
Squishies!
Podcast.
Podcast.
Today.
Today.
Injunction.
Injunction.
Are you ready to be done? Yeah, we're done, buddy. Hey, guess what?
What?
Chicken butt. Nothing? Really? Nothing? Okay.